Today, we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Bikurim with lesson number 12. And we begin the third Perek, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis, the first and second Mishnah of the third Perek. The Mishnah begins, Ketzad Mafrishenes HaBikurim. How does one set aside Bikurim? Now, we've already studied various hafroshos, various mitzvos, which require the separation or the removal of part of a whole of grain or fruits to set aside for challah, for trumbos, for maestros. In all of those examples, the hafrosha is done betolush. In other words, after the harvest, and actually after the food is brought to a granary or a storehouse, then the hafrosha, the setting aside, is done. In the case of bikurim, as we're about to learn, it's not true, because the bikurim, the hafrosha, the setting aside, can be done when the fruit is still actually on the tree, and even when the fruit itself has not ripened yet. As the Mishnah continues, Yored Adam Lesoch Sotehu, a person can go down to his field, and he sees that the fig tree has given its first fruits, and there's little figs growing. Or Eshkol Shebiker, a cluster of grapes is growing. Or Rimon Shebiker, he sees the first pomegranates growing. Koshro Bagemi, he can take gemi, which is a kind of a reed, or some other type of string or ribbon, grass, long grass, and tie it around that tree. He ties it around the tree, indicating that this is bikurim. And viomer, he actually is korei shem. He states and proclaims, hare elu bikurim. This first fruit will be my bikurim. Now it's identifiable. He got back later when it's fully grown and he's ready to harvest it, take it off, and that's bikurim. There is no necessity for him to again name the fruit as bikurim after the harvest, according to the Tadakama. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon disagrees, and says it's all well and good to do this when it's still mechubor, when the fruit is still on the tree. But nevertheless, a second kriyas shem, a second designation by name of the fruit as bikurim is required after it is removed from the tree, when it is tolush, detached, and no longer mechubar, no longer connected. Afal pikein, even after the kriyas shem on the tree, chozer v'koreo sam bikurim, he must again re-designate those fruits as bikurim, me'achar sheyitol shu min hakarka, after they are removed and detached from the earth. The Mishnah continues with the procedure, the process. All right, now there's been a hafrosho, and the fruits have been set aside. Now what do you do? Well, you take them to Yerushalayim. But it's not done just individually, each person or small group of people, but rather it is done b'hamon chogeg. It is done with a parade of a large group of people, as we now will see. Ketzad ma'alines ha-bikurim. How do you take up the bikurim to Yerushalayim? Kol ho'ayoros sheba ma'amod, Miskansos lo ir shel ma'amot. In Meseches Tainis, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, we will learn, or we have learned, if you've already studied Meseches Tainis, about the institution of ma'amotos. We know that all the Jewish people contribute to a central fund out of which the karbonos tzibur, the karbonos which are brought every day, the special karbonos which are done on the Chagim, are funded. Because these karbonos tzibur, these nationwide karbonos, all the Jews have a part in them. We are all ba'alim, we are all owners of that korban. However, It's obviously impossible for all the Jews, hundreds of thousands, millions, to come to the Beis HaMikdash, fit it to the Hazorah, and be present when their korban is being brought. So, what Chazal did, actually the Nevi'im did, Shmuel and David, was they instituted 24 groups. They divided the Jewish people into 24 groups, just as the Kohanim and the Levi'im are divided into 24 groups. And each group is called a Ma'amad. And each group corresponds to a geographical region. So there are 24 regions, and each of those regions have what we might call a capital city, a capital town, which is the capital of that Ma'amad region. And there is a Rosh HaMa'amad. There is a chieftain of that entire region. And once every 24 weeks, a different Ma'amad gets to send a small delegation of God-fearing people, of people who are Yireim, Yireichet, and sends them to be kind of the representatives of the entire Ma'amad to go to Yerushalayim and to be present when the Korbanos are brought in that week. So roughly twice a year, the Ma'amad sends its delegation to Yerushalayim to be present for the Korbanos and to represent the Ma'amad and in turn to represent all the Jewish people at the Korban Tomid or the Korban of the Chag, if a Chag should fall that week. What happens now back at the ranch, only a small delegation goes to Yerushalayim, the rest of the people stay home. They stay home, but they gather in the Bote Knesses, they gather in the shuls, and there they lay in the Torah, Parshas Bereishis, to show that the world, the creations of Bereishis, are sustained by the Korbanos. They pray, they fast, and that way they participate from a distance in the Korban Sibur. That's the Ma'amados which have to do with the Korbanos Sibur. But here we see that these Ma'amados also have a role to play in the Aliyas, or in the bringing up of Bikurim. And now we can understand the Mishnah better. Kol ha'ayoros sheba Ma'amad, all of the villages and towns in this district or region, miskansos lo'ir shel ma'amod, gathered together in the capital city of that district, in the city square, velonin b'rechovo shel ir, and they sleep in the street, in the town square, v'lo hoyu nichnosin labotin, they don't enter into houses. Why not? Because in the house, if a person dies, chas v'sholem, in that house, all the people in that house become tomei, tumas ohel. To avoid that, they sleep in the street, and this way they don't have to be concerned with that type of tumah. V'lamashkim, in the morning, hoyo hamamuna omer, the chieftain, the person who's appointed, declares, that's a clear posuk in Yirmiyahu, perek lamed aleph posuk hey, kumu v'nal etzion. El Beis Hashem Elokeinu, or El Hashem Elokeinu. Let us go up to Tzion, to the house of God. And then this way, they fulfill the Posuk in Mishle, which is a familiar phrase, Barov Am Hadras Melech. With a great multitude of people, that is the glory, the kavod for the king. And so we have finished lesson number 12.